When I was growing up, one of my best friends was named Jim, and his parents never asked him where he was going, what he was doing, and when he was going to be home. And when we would go out and do things together, my parents were the exact opposite. Whenever I left home, they always asked me, where are you going? When are you going to be home? Who are you going to be with? And I used to look upon that as very oppressive, especially as a teenager. I didn't like all these questions. And I admired Jim because his parents didn't do that. I thought, he has got it made. Wouldn't it be nice to have parents like that, that didn't ask you all these questions? And one day Jim said something I'll never forget. He said, John, I am jealous of you. I said, really? He said, yeah, because your parents ask you all those questions whenever we go out. I said, you think that's good? He said, at least you know that they care about you. And I had never thought about it like that. I thought it was more controlling and taking away my freedom that they were wanting to know where I was, when I was going to be home, and who I was with. And it took me a long time to understand this, and now as an adult and looking back at the way my parents raised me, I look at rules differently, especially for parents and children and teenagers. I have a different perspective on it now, because now I see it's more about a relationship, not about controlling someone. When someone like your parents, your mother, your father, give you rules, expectations, and things to follow, it's not because they want to take away our freedom and make our life miserable and control us. Rather, they love us and care about us. And it's about a relationship they want to have with us. And parents that don't give a lot of rules to their children, like my friend Jim, I'm sure they love them, okay? We have to say that for sure. They love their children. Maybe they just don't ask so many questions, and maybe there's a different reasons they have for raising their children that way. But as I look at rules now and commandments and laws, especially when they come from someone who loves you, I look at it a different way. And so when I hear the readings today, especially the first reading, which really sets us up for the gospel reading, the first reading from Deuteronomy has Moses telling the people, you're about to enter the promised land, the land your God is giving to you. Are you going to follow the laws and the prescriptions and the commandments that he has set before you? Because if you do, you will be blessed. You will have other people looking at you saying, what other nation is there that has a God so wise and intelligent that he would give his people commandments to follow by which they can prosper? So you will be the envy of all the nations if you just follow these commandments. And the people say, yes, we will do it. And we know that they weren't always faithful to doing that, and they had to repent and come back and start over. But God gave them the law because he wanted to be in a relationship with them. That showed, that marked them out as distinct from other people and other gods that were in the area of the time. Their God loved them, and it was about a relationship, not that we follow the command. And I know we sometimes follow commandments because we're afraid of getting punished. When it's our parents, we know that there's consequences if we break the rule. So yes, as a teenager, I followed the rules because I didn't want to get punished. I wanted to keep going out with my friends. And probably third or fourth down on the list was I wanted to respect my parents and I love them. But that wasn't the first motivation, although it should have been. I look at rules differently now. I see them as a way to show love for another person, that you're in a relationship, and out of love and respect for them, you want to do what they've asked. You know that it helps the family as a whole if we follow rules, and as a church, if we follow commandments, it helps the whole community to prosper if we can do this. Not that we're afraid of getting caught if we don't follow it, but we know out of love and respect for others, we will do this. And now that sets us up for the gospel reading, because Jesus is in a situation where his disciples don't follow all of the little prescriptions and the rules about purifying things, washing hands, washing cups. And what those exterior signs were meant to do was to reflect a purity in your heart. So you cleanse things on the outside because you said, I want to inside be a person of holiness. I want to be pure on the inside. So I want my outer behavior to call me inside towards holiness and goodness. But sometimes we can follow the rules without that being the most first motivation. Sometimes we may follow the rule because we want to impress people. And we want to say, okay, if I follow this prescription of the law, if I cleanse my hands, other people will say, oh, he's a good person. He's a holy person. And I think Jesus is using this situation when he's questioned about it to say, what's really in your heart? That's where we know what's really going on. And we can't see what's in a person's heart. We don't know what their motivation is for good action and prayer and penance and generosity and helping the poor. And these are all good things and we need to practice them, but we don't know what's in a person's heart. And so Jesus is saying, first, let's start with what's in your heart, because within the heart, that's where it starts, because that's where the goodness starts. That's also where the evil can start. That's also where envy and theft and all these other evil thoughts, this is where they start. It's not necessarily they're coming from the outside. There are influences outside. We know that, so we got to be careful where we go, what we do, what we're looking at, how we're talking and acting, because those can affect what's in there. But looking at what's in there to start with, that is where it's the hidden part of a person. And the challenge then is to be people of integrity, that what we act on the outside, how we pray, how we keep a good life, and how we do what is right and just, that's mirroring on the inside what's in our heart, that's the kind of person we want to be. Not because we want to be impressive to other people or gain a reward or avoid a penalty or punishment. We do it because it's the right thing to do, and we love the person or the community that we're part of. It's about a relationship. The law, the commandments, the prescriptions, those are about relationship. And I think if we can look at it that way, and now that I'm older, I understand it that way differently than I was when I was a teenager, because of course, when you're younger, you're receiving all the rules and you don't get to give any. But teenagers, one day the shoe will be on the other foot and you're going to be the one that gets to set forth what you expect of your children. And then it'll be different. This will probably make sense in another 10 or 20 years. But it's a way for us to understand God loves us. He wants us to prosper, to be happy, and to be blessed. And so we follow these commands out of love for God and one another.